Teddy Stoke, This I Believe. Growing up in a neighborhood outside of Baltimore, Maryland, I remember distinctly a specific room of my old house. It was a small room that connected the second floor hallway to the finished attic, so it was used to move between the two floors. It was also the room where we housed our small library and computer. While three of the walls were covered in bookshelves, one wall stood out. Painted on this wall was a life-size replica of a football locker room. There are a few names on the lockers, but the locker painted open had the name J. Ehrman inscribed on it. I didn't think much of the name for a while, indeed it meant very little, until I came across a book called Season of Life. My parents had mentioned that we lived in the houses of former Colts defensive linemen, but I thought little of it. Well, it turns out Joe Ehrman, the man who previously owned the house, lived quite an interesting life. My mother came home one day to show me a book recommended to her by a coworker. Season of Life is a book written about Joe Ehrman, and it elucidates many of the philosophies he developed over his lifetime. After finishing his NFL career, Joe worked in various ministries and charities in Baltimore, but his motivational speeches were where he outlined most of his ideas. I found much of what he said to be quite profound. He said that when you consider all that you have lived, nothing you have accumulated over your life amounts to anything. All that matters in the end of your life is the impact you've left on other people and the world through your relationships and actions you've done. I might be at an age and maturity where I cannot fully understand what all of this means, but I can at least hope to live by those ideas one day. When I consider the relationships I have with family, friends, and even strangers, I'm overwhelmed with the responsiveness required in order to maintain or establish real relationships, but I believe that I can achieve this one day at a time. I have started with my family members, as even that is quite difficult for me, but over time it has gotten easier. However, it goes larger than simple relationships. There is a second principle to Ehrman's philosophy. Through both my relationships and actions, I hope that I can make a positive impact on the world, even if small. What is important is that the positive impact is mainly for others' benefits rather than my personal gain. As when I'm dead and gone, any personal gain I've worked for will be completely lost, so I may as well spend my time making sure my legacy in the world helps the world in some fashion, and that my life is an important positive aspect in someone else's personal life.